Here with Rick Reichenbach, head coach of the University of Maine women's hockey team, a team coming off its best year in the history of the program, and a team which welcomes in some very highly regarded new recruits. How you doing today, Coach?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm, as Carrie will tell you, I am wearing my Maine Black Bear women's hockey t-shirt and getting ready to go up to the football game because I am so excited for the season to begin, knowing how well last season ended and knowing what you brought in. What can you tell us about this new group of players?
Well, they all came a week early, so they've been on campus a few days. They're pretty excited watching the parking lot fill up with the tailgate and all the people and the flags and the music and the barbecue smell right now. So they're taking it all in, but a pretty special class of six kids defensively. We have a 6-foot defenseman from London, Ontario, who was part of the Canadian U18 team last summer, Nicole Pateman. Ida Prest from Sweden was part of the U18 Swedish team the last 3 years, about a 5'8 defenseman. She played with Liga Miljon, who's about 5 feet tall, but the meanest 5-foot tall person you'll probably ever meet on the ice. She actually is from Latvia. And she moved to Sweden 2 years ago, not being able to learn to speak Swedish at all. Had to go back a year in school and learned her fourth language pretty quickly and excelled on the ice and an offensive creative player. Céline Tenenby, also from Sweden. She played at Modo, where one of our other defensemen, Ebba, is from. And just a forward who can shoot and pick corners and be creative with the puck, a little bit similar to Michelle Weiss, how she plays. And then we got Allie Johnson from Wisconsin, who's just an absolute beast on the ice. She's about 5'8", 180, and probably will be one of our fastest, if not our fastest player on the ice, with Kelly Hutchinson, one of our captains. And then last but not least, Allie Belts, who is had the most points in boys or girls high school hockey in Minnesota last year. Just sat down with her parents, who are really excited to leave her, and it seems like they're adjusting really well, no homesickness, and just really excited to play, our first exhibition in 4 weeks from tomorrow. So
I know
all is good.
It is good. Hey, now speaking about the last Allie that you mentioned, explain a little bit about how you found her, because it's interesting that college hockey recruiting, Division I recruiting. There are the schools that have the huge budgets. They can fly places. They can fly people in. But you found her in a different way, and she appears to be a great find for Maine.
Yeah, she was a late developer. And then the way that Division I recruiting is going, women's hockey, like, I'm pretty sure Minnesota is done with their 2022 class, which will be the players entering their freshman year of high school. So it spans over 4 or 5 years. And Allie was just a girl who developed really late. She was good as a grade 11, but, had an amazing summer, and we had some connections in Minnesota. But Sarah scours the internet for video, similar to sometimes how football coaches will recruit. And, we're able to find some highlights from Minnesota local TV and broadcast, and kind of caught her eye. And then she, requested video from the coach, got to see her a few more times, and off of that invited her to visit. And, the first time we actually saw her in person, on the ice is going to be next week when we start our first practice. So it's been a pretty cool and unique recruiting process for her, and we're really excited for her to be a Black Bear.
Now, you also have a new coach who's got more than an important link to Maine hockey. Maybe you could tell people a little bit about her.
Yeah, we were just talking about our coaching staff earlier. We're pretty lucky. Our coaching staff consists of 5 years of NHL experience, and the two coaches who have it are very young. Tim is a returning coach. He worked with the Arizona Coyotes for 3 years, but Emily Bruns is the granddaughter of Grant Stanbrook, and she's been working in the Chicago Blackhawks organization the last 2 years and coaching youth hockey and doing a ton of things. So she should be arriving to her apartment anytime today, and her first day will actually be tomorrow. So she's going to be an amazing, she is amazing young female coach. She just does a lot of things and has a lot of conversations that are high level, are very Grant Stanbrookish. Yeah. you know, we were talking to her in Florida, which is where our national convention is, and, you know, she was talking to how she watches NHL games, and she takes notes, and just loves to learn, and, you know, just little things like that that we, you know, most coaches her age, you know, in their 20s aren't doing, and it's something maybe when we get older we're doing, but just a really student of the game, you know, picks up a lot of things. You know, unfortunately, her career was ended short because of the concussions, but, you know, I think some of the best coaches are the ones who just, you know, because of injury had to end their career a little bit early and are just super hungry to coach. So I feel like she fits into that category really well.
Well, I can't tell you how excited I am. I had two nights ago, I was dreaming that I was in Boston watching us beat Boston College quite handily. So I just hope that dream turns out to be true. But I know it's going to be a great season. Give my best, all of our best, please, to Sarah, Mia, and Ty, and to your coaching staff. And I can't wait 4 weeks from tomorrow night.
All right, thanks. We'll see you. We'll see you in a few hours at the game.
Absolutely. I'll be there.
All right, bye.
All right, that's Rick Reichenbach, head coach of the University of Maine women's hockey team, and they are going to be good guys. You don't want to miss this season.